I'm going to do my best to channel Iowa Republican Senator Charles Grassley here. Actually, I'm going to try to act out the irate tweets that Senator Grassley fired off using Twitter yesterday. The first tweet was this: Prez Obama, you got nerve while you sightseeing in Paris to tell us time to deliver on health care. We still on schedule, even working weekend. The second tweet was this: Prez Obama, while you sightseeing in Paris, you said time to deliver on health care. When you are a hammer, you think everything is nail. I'm no nail. I can't do justice to the all caps or the abbreviations in there. Well, here to talk about the perils of politicians issuing broadsides in 140 characters or less is Clay Johnson. He worked on the tech-savvy Howard Dean campaign. He's now with the Sunlight Foundation, which advocates for the use of social media in politics. And Clay Johnson, sounds like you will be a defender of tweets and politicians' right to use them.
That's right, yeah.
How would you assess this performance by Charles Grassley here?
Well, you know, he may not be the most prolific writer in 140 characters or less, but there's something really authentic about it. I'm not going to lie. As you're reading it, I'm sort of laughing like a schoolgirl over here at how the grammar. I mean, for the listeners, it's hard because, you know, weekend is spelled W-K-N-D. And
I think you put one E in
yeah.
there.
It's short on vowels. It's not the most well-written thing, but there's something really authentic here. In a world where, you know, we get these emails from candidates all the time or hear speeches from candidates all the time that are, you know, well-prepared and eloquent and, you know, they say, today I need you to go and vote for blah, 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 blah. Here's something authentic that an actual member of Congress has written. Members of Congress don't write those emails. They rarely write their own speeches. Here's how a member of Congress writes.
Okay, so when Charles Grassley says, Prez Obama, you got nerve, that to you is not rude, that's refreshing.
There's two sides of the coin here, right? So it is refreshing. I wish Senator Grassley was a better writer, but it is a little refreshing. So I'll take what I can get.
Can you tell how many members of Congress, high-profile members of the administration, are tweeting?
I remember
this came up during the State of the Union address. Some of them were actually sitting there in Congress.
Sending out tweets.
Yeah.
There are, I think, about 200 members of Congress are now tweeting. And I'd say that actually, like, Republicans outnumber Democrats about 2-1 on Twitter. Last year, we ran a Let Our Congress Tweet campaign. That let me go throughout the Sunlight Labs office and sing "Let Our Congress Tweet" all the time to actually make it to change the rules so that members of Congress could use Twitter from the floor, and that was a lot of fun.
You need a new theme song.
I know it's now it's "Let Our Congress Tweet Grammatically Correctly" or something like that.
Something like that. Clay Johnson, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Clay Johnson advocates for government transparency and the unfettered use of social media in Congress for the Sunlight Foundation.